Welcome to Career Insights, the learning channel dedicated to sharing tips, how-tos, and exclusive interviews with experts and senior executives from top organizations on having a successful career. Hi, I'm your host, Bernardo Torrado, and if you're new to this channel, please subscribe below. And if you have any topics that you'd like for me to cover, feel free to email me directly at hello@wellbeckadvisors.com or simply send me a message on Twitter or Instagram at Professor Torrado. I previously covered the importance of your brand, and today we're joined by Aaron Hunt, a personal brand photographer. After 25 years of successfully helping companies improve their culture and profitability, Aaron made the jump to being a professional photographer in 2018. The corporate experience naturally led him to using his photography to help entrepreneurs stop leaving money on the table by creating strong on-brand images. Aaron is also the organizer of Brand Hero Summit and the host of Your Personal Brand podcast, both aimed at helping you elevate your brand to make a larger impact. Thank you for joining us, Aaron. Tell us about your career and how you got started.
Yeah, thank you, Bernardo. Where I started was basically in manufacturing. And so that was, 25 years ago in the mid-90s. I started with Sony Electronics, learned this thing about lean manufacturing, and basically had a good 25-year career. I worked in a lot of different industries. And the main thing that I focused on was to help develop high-performing organizations, organizations that had great culture that people wanted to work for, but that also became very profitable. And in fact, the largest impact I ever made was about 100 million euros over a three-year period for one engineering firm. So I've had a lot of career success, I guess, in some ways, but in a very, very narrow niche. And it was a specialty that I really became known for. And it's actually sort of how I got to meet Ken, who introduced us, is through understanding that specialty and how to help organizations become high-performing organizations.
Great. And so what inspired you then to leave your corporate career to become a brand photographer?
Well, I've always had a passion for photography. And it was around 2013 that I was saying, well, you know what, I was starting to travel the world a lot more. I was working for an Italian firm. And I said, I want a better camera to get better pictures. And being the engineering mind that I was, I started going into tech specs and really wanted to see like, okay, what's the best resolution camera I can find right now? And at the time, I don't think I specified digital camera. So what I learned was film actually had a higher resolution than the best digital cameras of that time. And since, you know, here in the last year or two, digital cameras are finally starting to surpass that. So I said, well, I'm going to go back and start shooting film again. And because of my travel schedule and I'd spend 2 or 3 weeks, you know, abroad, and then I'd have a little bit of flexibility for a few weeks at home, I decided to enroll in classes at the Filmmakers Institute. So I was doing that every, you know, few weeks, and the instructors were very flexible with me because they knew what they were going to get were some images from, you know, whatever country I had been in. So it was definitely adding an interesting flair to the class. That led me into really starting to hone my photography craft. And so I understood how to shoot film, how to develop, how to print, how to roll my own film. And looking back, what that did was it was really a hobby, but it really gave me this understanding of how to shoot well that maybe a lot of modern photographers don't get, because I had to know I had the shot before I developed the film. It wasn't like today where I can, you know, take a look at the back of a camera and like, oh yeah, that looks great. So that's where I really started getting into it. And as I really started to shoot more and more and share my work, I got the opportunity to shoot next to professional photographers at different events. And they always showed me a lot of respect. So I really got into this idea of shooting different events. So once I made the switch to digital, the first conference that I went to as an attendee, I took a bunch of photos and I uploaded them to the conference app. And the organizers reached out to me and said, hey, can we buy some of these? We'd love to use these for our marketing. And I think I just gave them away, but I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever. I was fine with it. The very next day after I got home from that conference, I shot a boat racing event. It was just a passion of mine. And same thing, when I shared those photos later that week, the organizer said, hey, we want to buy some of these. And that sort of gave me the insight that like, well, maybe there's something to this. Maybe I can start really embracing my photography as an income stream. And honestly, at the time, it was more the idea of, hey, I can make some money so I can buy some better gear. That was really the beginning of the motivation.
when you were focusing on photography, the brand aspect of it, like what got you into brand photography? Because that's a little bit different than just taking pictures at a conference or like, you know, landscapes or, yeah. or scenery. How did you get involved into brand photography?
Well, a few months after I started thinking like, hey, maybe I can make some money, I decided to invest in some coaching. And I said, well, maybe I can just go out and maybe I can find a photographer to learn from. And when I joined a photographer's group, one of the first people that I met in there, his advice to me, and he's been shooting for a while. And in fact, he's done photos of Joe Biden and Steph Curry. I mean, he's a high-end guy. He said, Aaron, you know, you're really new at this. He's like, and you know, I appreciate your energy. He's like, just go shoot everything. He's like, take 1 year. He's like, don't have a plan of like, this is what I want to do. Take every job that you can get. He's like, and figure out what it is that you want to do. So I took that to heart. And for the next year, I just shot everything. I mean, I did bridal showers. I did baby showers, weddings, sporting events, all kinds of corporate events, speakers, you name it. I, you know, if it was a type of photography, for the most part, I did it. And it was fun, right? But there were some things that I'm like, I definitely don't want to do that again. Like I learned very quickly that I am not a wedding photographer. The photos turned out great. The people loved them, but it just wasn't, I didn't enjoy that. And almost about 14 months after I started that, I was shooting a North American Championship racing event, which is just a dream of mine. But that same month, I also did four, maybe even five shoots for a local magazine. And the weird thing was, is the prints from the race and also the ones that they chose to run in the magazine, I'm sort of looking at them like, these aren't my best photos. Like what, like I'm almost thinking like, what's wrong with you people, right? These aren't the best images. And when I really studied and understood what people were liking about what I do and what the images were, I realized that there was this thing of personal branding, which I really didn't even know that there were photographers who focused on that at the time. But when I saw the theme, I'm like, I need to figure out if this is a thing. And literally I'm like, yeah, this is an up and coming niche. And I found a couple mentors to start hooking on with. So that's how it started is it just came from reflection on what did I enjoy and what had been successful and what did people love about my work. And then it just sort of, I was able to put a name to the niche.
So that's really exciting to hear about, you know, going and focusing on branding. In fact, that's one of the reasons why I'm excited to have you on the show is because in a previous episode, I talked about the importance of self-branding and how what you say, how you dress, it matches what you're trying to convey. And sometimes when you're interviewing or talking to people from a networking perspective, if there's a mismatch, then there are some opportunities to kind of realign that. And I'm curious to get your thoughts when it comes to branding or branding photography. What are your thoughts as it relates to the importance of self-branding?
Well, it's one of the most important things you can do. I really, you know, again, looking back, I can see that over my 25 years, the way I was able to move up through the corporate ladder, so to speak, was I was paying attention and I was fairly intentionally crafting my brand of what do I, how do I want people to see me? What do I want them to see me as? And I remember about 6 months into working on the manufacturing line, I started thinking about, I want to do that job. I want to be an industrial engineer. And so I said, well, what does that mean? And I'm like, well, the first thing is they wear polo shirts and Dockers, right? They don't wear t-shirts and jeans. And so I went home that weekend and I told my wife, I'm like, hey, I need to get five pairs of Dockers and five polo shirts. They don't have to be expensive. And I think we went to JCPenney or whatever and just got some clothes. And I told her what I want to do. She's like, okay, I don't mind if you dress a little bit nicer anyway. Not that I was a slob, but, and it was funny that first week, a lot of the coworkers said, why are you dressing like that? And I'm like, because that's how they dress. And I want to be one of them one day. And literally it started opening the doors for me to start interning in the industrial engineering group as I was going to school. It's how I got to learn a lot of the lean stuff ahead of everybody else is because I was singled out by the production manager and the top expert in Sony on lean because I looked different. And, you know, we don't want to judge people based on their looks, but it is important. People make a lot of decisions on our personality and our abilities based on how we look in the first seconds that they see us. And so, you know, that's the beginning of personal branding. But the other side of it is you have to do it in a way that's authentic to you, right? It can't be something like I'm faking it because people can see that through that too. So personal branding is important because you need to show how you want to be seen, how you want people to do it, but then connect with them on a level that says, okay, this is somebody I'd want to work with. And you have to do it in a way that allows people to then, when they start working, they're like, yeah, this is who I thought you would be. You know, if I always wore, you know, if I act like a surfer dude in my personal branding for some reason, because I wanted to do more beach photo shoots, let's say, and then they start working with me and I show up in a suit because that's how I shoot most of the time, there's just going to be this huge disconnect. But when I do my videos and I'm, you know, in a decent shirt, when I, you know, show photos of me holding my camera in a different, you know, wherever it is, wearing a suit, and then I show up for their photo shoot and they're like, wow, this guy really does wear a suit. It becomes a very important part. So, you know, personal branding starts with the visuals, but then you have to tie in the themes as well. And so, like, what is it that makes you interesting? For me, that's, you know, obviously it was photography for years. Now that's just become a main thing. I enjoy, I call it, you know, expensive booze, but, you know, craft beer, whiskey. And so I don't have any hesitation to show myself in a brew pub or something like that. I'm into vinyl records. I'm into motorsports. It's not a huge part of it, but I know I'm going to shoot, you know, a handful of races every year. So I make sure that, you know, I embrace that part of it. But it's so important because there are a ton of options out there. And that personal branding is what sets you apart, whether it's in your career and just to be able to get the next job, or whether it's in your business when you're trying to attract clients.
I agree with you 100%. And I've covered this topic mainly because I think there's always this disconnect between conformity and individuality. And it is not an aspect of conformity when it comes to wanting to, you know, progress or fit in. It's really more around building rapport. So a lot of judgments, and there have been a lot of studies that have been done around how judgment is made within 30 seconds or less than 30 seconds based on just what you look like, your height. Not that it's right or wrong. It's just the way things are at this particular point in time. Right. And it'll take a lot of years of reconditioning as to how we see people. We've seen that already in the environment as it relates to diversity and so forth. But nonetheless, when you're thinking about where you want to be from a career standpoint, how do you build rapport? What does that brand look like? If you've already established your brand as someone that is always wearing a suit and tie or just a suit, they'll respect that because that's the brand that you've created. But if you don't have a brand and you're trying to just build rapport, then you're changing your dress style. It's like right now, if I were to go to a Twitter or a Facebook and interview, they may not necessarily, you know, think that it would be a fit because I'm dressed up. In fact, actually, I did interview at one point years ago with an entertainment company where they said that I didn't have it wasn't too vibey, which was very weird for me to understand. What did that mean? I'm like, I'm pretty cool. Maybe not when I'm dressed like this, but wearing a uniform does bring out different aspects of your personality. But either way, I do agree that it's a matter of figuring out what level of authenticity of what you're trying to accomplish and where you want to go. That blend with your visuals and how you come across becomes extremely important. When it comes to someone, let's say, for example, being creative and they're wearing just all black in an interview, well, where's the creativity, right? So these are the pieces that people pick up on when they're talking to folks as it relates to the personal brand and also where they want to be able to go. What trends are you noticing in the brand space given the pandemic, or brand photography, I should say?
You know, it's interesting because, you know, while I couldn't shoot for 4 months during the lockdown, and quite frankly, I'm still not comfortable doing air travel. So a lot of what I would typically be doing is I haven't rescheduled and I haven't been pursuing the work. But what I am seeing is I think a lot of people have realized that potentially the career that they thought they had that was all secure is not as secure as they once believed it to be. And so they're looking at what are the options where I can diversify my income? What are the ways that I can either start a side hustle? Or, you know, there's a lot of people with a lot of experience who have, you know, lost high level jobs. And they said, you know what, I'm just going to go into consulting, or I'm going to go into freelancing type work. And what I'm seeing is a lot of those people then are saying, I need some good photos. Like, I've always relied on the corporate headshot or whatever. And so what can I do to set myself apart to sort of show how interesting I am, right? To sort of capture that vibe, so to speak. And so I do see that it's picking up. And in fact, a lot of the people that I work with and a lot of the people that I collaborate with is probably a better term, because we're spread out across the world. You know, we're all seeing a little bit of an uptick. And in fact, you know, August of 2020 was my best month ever. And so that was just coming out of the pandemic. And that was also trying to squeeze in, you know, some reschedules that had been canceled due to the pandemic. So I believe it's going to continue to pick up. It is an investment. It is, you know, something that people are doing that, but the range of people that are starting to get into personal branding photos is amazing to me. I just did a photo shoot for a Christian missionary, which just never in my imagination when I set things up, because I'm, you know, I don't consider myself a cheap photographer. You know, I did not think that I would be shooting for somebody working in that capacity, but it just shows that, you know, where the market is headed and that this is an important consideration for your long-term game plan.
Yeah, I definitely agree, especially in the world of where we live in, as far as Instagram and a lot of visuals, it becomes extremely important to try to capture the different aspects of what people bring to the table. And who really should be considering hiring a brand photographer?
Well, you know, I'm not going to say anybody, because there's a certain level that I think you need to get to, right? The idea of, you know, when you start getting into the mid-level or the upper-level career, so if you're still in a career track, I see a ton of benefit in doing that. In fact, I do photos for people in that situation. I have an insurance agency where I routinely do, she's a recurring client, but she has me do personal photos for all of her agents. She'll bring people in from all over the country and we'll do a day-long session of just having fun, getting some different branding photos for all of her different agents, because she's understanding how important it is for her team to have that. It's not just her as the business leader. I'm doing it for her entire agency. You know, when you get into that, you know, think about a lot of hiring people at this point, they're going to do a Google search for you. They're going to search the internet. And if nothing shows up, sometimes that can be just as bad as something not so good showing up, right? So you do want to curate your feed a little bit and keep maybe some of your wild parties private. But, you know, I think it's very important. So once you get to the point where, you know, investing maybe a couple thousand or a few thousand dollars in a photo shoot, you can say, but yeah, if I do this, can I make an extra 10 grand a year? Can I make an extra 100 grand a year? You know, some of my clients are, hey, we're expanding, we're opening new offices every year because we're able to connect with people on a more personal level. You know, so it's, you got to think about the ROI, you know, but I think just about everybody, if you're intentional on trying to grow your revenue and try to grow your business or advance your career, a good set of personal branding photos can pay off huge dividends. And that may not mean, you know, like the insurance agency or some of my other clients who I do 4+ shoots a year for, not everybody needs that, right? But when social media becomes the platform where you're actually generating business from, it's amazing to have this library of images that you can just say, okay, we need to do a post. Which photo do we want to pull this one? And like, it just cuts a lot of the stress and time in half. And that's what a lot of my clients get out of it.
Yeah, I agree. And also, I think also when it comes to, if you're looking to go into and practice public speaking, we need a bio, or right. If you're looking to
Authors. I do a lot of authors, and we'll do a whole spread. You know, I love the chance of getting the book cover, but it's just the idea of they need the information anyway for all of their marketing.
Yeah, I definitely agree. It's definitely well worth an investment. Actually, I did mine when I first published my first book. Yeah, it was my first book that I did my photo shoot, and it was an interesting experience, to say the least. But it's good to have a good relationship with a photographer to be able to have some of those pictures, and also going back and updating them, because we also age, right? So right. Having that view is extremely important. So
yeah, and well, just to touch on the one thing you mentioned, the relationship, and the thing that I would encourage people to do is if you're going to get photos done, shop around, find a photographer that you actually sort of get along with. And sort of like, I don't mind hanging out with them, because if you're going to do a branding shoot, you're going to be together for several hours and you want to be comfortable with that person, because that will get you the best photos. So it's just a little tip that I want to give to people. Don't just go to somebody because you like the way their work looks or somebody said they were good. Spend a little bit of time getting to know them because it makes a huge difference in the final images.
You're right. I'd say that when I started to look, when I was doing my photo shoot for my book, we took thousands of pictures. I don't use all of them. There's only one that I pretty much use. And it's not because they were bad or anything, but it was fun. It was fun. And now that I actually am kind of re-engaging in all this stuff that I'm doing at the moment, I'm kind of contemplating getting up updated shots as well. But either way, having that rapport is extremely important because it also brings out your personality, right? So you're relaxed, you're not very stiff, especially if you're working in a corporate environment where things tend to be a little bit more serious depending on what industry you're in. So I do think that being able to have that rapport is extremely important. So thank you for that tip, because I do think folks that are interested in hiring someone should really have a good relationship, because you will think back 5-6 years from now, oh, I may need updated shots. And so who do you go to? You want to go to somebody that you trust that have made you look as good as possible. So switching gears for a moment, you know, you're also the founder of Brand Heroes Summit. I'm curious to know a little bit more about what it is, who it's for, just so that we can understand a bit more as to who should be attending this particular summit that you have.
Yeah, so I appreciate you asking about that. I'll start with why it came about to begin with is, you know, when the pandemic started, you know, all the conferences had been canceled. 14 of my photo shoots have been postponed or canceled. And I was just sort of I was almost lamenting the idea of like, okay, I'm not going to get to do all of the cool things that I had scheduled, whether, you know, 14, 15 trips that weren't going to happen. And I started feeling like, okay, what can I do to help more people? You know, because a lot of us have time on our hands, and not so much now, but at the time, a lot of people had time on their hands. I'm like, but we could be investing in strengthening our brands, on trying to make things better. And so I started doing some daily live interviews. It turned into a podcast. But through that process, I said, you know, somebody needs to do a personal branding summit. And I actually reached out to a handful of my, you know, colleagues in branding. I'm like, hey, why don't you do this? Why don't you know? And it's like, somebody needs to do this. And they basically said, no, why don't you just do it then? Because you have a good bit of the network, you know this stuff. And that's where it came about. And the idea was, you know, the first 10 people, I within 2 hours, I said, okay, I'm going to do this. I reached out to 10 people. They all said yes. And to me, those were almost like, you know, the superheroes of my personal brand. These are the people that helped me build what I'm building. And so I couldn't shake that idea. And so that's how it became known as the Brand Heroes Summit. And the goal was, we want to make the attendees the hero of their brand so that they can serve the people that they're there to serve, you know, unlock their superpowers. And you know, that was sort of the general theme. And then we actually turned it into, I had caricatures made of all of the speakers as different superheroes that they wanted to be made as. So we had a little bit of fun with it. But it was actually at the beginning of September. Through September, we offered the replay. But we're going to do it again. And it was, I think, a huge success. We had about 800 people attend, and social media for 3 days was just blowing up, people saying how much, you know, content and how many good things, and people sharing the changes they already made to some of their profiles and some of their networking, you know, strategies. So it was really a great thing. And so it'll probably be again, you know, around September of next year. I'm going to leave the website up, so if people are interested in knowing more about it, they can sign up for the email list and they'll know about it. And then it's also turning into a local event. And right now I'm still working out the details on that, but we're probably going to do a 1 day, maybe a 2 day event for the Pittsburgh market, also around sort of branding. So I don't know where it'll go from there, but it was a lot of fun, met a lot of great people, and people just seemed to absolutely love it.
Sounds very exciting. And I'm looking forward to, I don't know if the replay is still up, but if it is, I definitely am going to look at it as well. And look forward to hearing what happens in the coming year. And from a attendance standpoint, is it just folks that are interested in their brand? Is it the photography area, marketing? Like, who really should be attending this particular summit itself?
Yeah, I think it goes back to the, like, you know, almost to who needs to build a personal brand, almost everybody. And so there, I know for a fact that I had people who were just fresh out of university, you know, from Europe and Australia, who were saying, okay, I need to figure out how to do this kind of stuff. And then we had people that were, you know, late in their career and were looking at either making a pivot or just taking it to the next level. I don't know who the oldest attendee was, but I know there's a few people that I talked to that were well into their 70s, and they're like, I'm learning so much stuff. You know, you would have thought I'd know this stuff by now. So, you know, we had a wide range of people attend, and I didn't have a bad comment, which is just, it amazes me when you have that sort of a scope that, you know, it was a really a global reach, because I know we had people from Europe, North America, and Australia who were both speaking and attending. And I had, you know, other than a couple little technical glitches, those were the only negative comments we had. And we had so much organic traffic over the second 2 days of the event. I was just really pleased with how it went out. So just about anybody could benefit from that type of an event.
Well, congratulations. It sounds like your first summit was a success and a hit, and looking forward to the ones that are coming up in the coming years.
Thank you.
What's next for you?
You know, the pandemic has sort of made me pivot a little bit, and it's the idea of, because half of my business was based on shooting in other places, you know, all over the United States, other parts of the world. And so I really focused a little bit more on trying to help the local market right now. And so it's just become a little bit of it's almost a passion for me to say, how can I collect this group of branding experts in the Pittsburgh region, and how can we just really help businesses accelerate and change those kind of things? So that's one of the things that I'm doing. And then I've turned a little bit more to education, because as I had, you know, 4 months, I wasn't traveling around, I wasn't editing a bunch of photos. I turned to connecting to people. And so there was a lot of days I'd reach out to 25 people a day and just see how they were doing and have those conversations. And I spent a lot of time teaching people sort of some of the things that I've done to build my brand. And so there probably are a couple course offerings coming up, and one of them I'm actually working on right now on just certain aspects of how to build and market your brand. So I'm doing those kind of things, but I'm going to continue to keep shooting. I've got a session in New York City coming up in October, and you know, my calendar stays relatively full, but not quite as hectic as it is when I'm traveling all over the place.
Well, it sounds like there's a lot of things coming up. It sounds also extremely exciting. And if there's anything that, you know, when you come up here to New York, say hi. I'd love to see you in person. But I really want to thank you for your time today, Aaron. It's really been a pleasure getting to know you, getting to know your business, and all the great work that you've been doing.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure being here, and it's really honored to be interviewed on your podcast.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
If you like this episode, please leave your comments or give us a thumbs up, and subscribe if you haven't subscribed already. If there are any questions or topics that you'd like for me to cover, feel free to email me directly at hello@wellbeckadvisors.com or simply send me a message on Twitter or Instagram at Professor Tirado. Until next time, have a great day.